fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. Yes, it is Wednesday, the 14th day of December, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Happy to say we do have with us, recovering from his recent surgery, Deputy Hendricks, to do the pledge for us. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn it over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance, and good morning, Dr. Meyer. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. I know you're kind of out of pocket with your recovery, but have you heard anything regarding COVID and the clot shots that we need to hear about the last week or so?
Not really, John. Just basically the same old released around my area of the woods here, continuing to push for more boosters and things like that, as I've shared previously. Nothing out of the ordinary for right now. Funeral homes continue to be busy, as you mentioned, and the flower shops, things like that, continue to have increased volume. Businesses.
All right. You expect to be back in the saddle doing your deputy work when, sir?
First week of January.
That's what I told you. That's coming up pretty soon, a couple of weeks away. Yep.
Yeah, it's not far off.
So you rehab, you're walking, what, how many, 2 miles a day?
Well, I've increased it to 3 now, a mile and a half in the morning, a mile and a half in the evening, afternoon. Well, we're in thunderstorms right now, so I might not get it done today. We have tornado watch and thunderstorms going on here today. But I may have to skip today, but normally I'm out there trying to get it done.
All right. Well, Deputy, thank you for the update. Anything else before you move along here?
No, just y'all have a great day. God bless all of you, and take care and appreciate everything you do, John.
All right.
And,
thank you.
Of course, remember, Kudzu is king.
Roger that.
Thank
you. All right. We have patient Wayne in the green room. We have Chance representing Simply Clean Foods and Dr. Phil Myers. And good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Chance. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chance.
Okay, guys.
Good morning, Dr. Meyer.
Well, the world is a bit different each week we visit these Wednesdays. A week ago, Doctor and Chance, clot shot, the COVID-19 vaccination was not approved for infants, but now it's approved for infants as of a few days ago, 6 months and older. So, Doctor, I'll begin with asking a comment from you. Is a healthy child, 18 or younger, dying from COVID, assuming they don't have any comorbidity such as type 1 diabetes, obesity, heart or lung issues, their chance of dying from COVID is about the same as getting struck by lightning, maybe even less, isn't it, Doctor?
Well, what if the reason that they did that is they had to do that in order for them to be non-liable. So now they don't have to be subject or liable to lawsuits for death or injury or anything like that. So it was all part of the major plan to eventually get it approved for kids so that they don't have to be liable anymore. And no, your kids do not need this stuff. Natural, big time, big word, natural immunity, man. And you just, kids get sick. They get the runny nose. They're not everywhere, man, right? We're parents. We're taking care of our kids. They get rashes. They get the cough. They get a fever. And their bodies develop an immunity to it. It is has always been described like that, taught like that, understood like that. And to see how that simple concept has been bastardized so much in the media and from the people in places of authority. I'm really looking forward to what Elon Musk is going to pull out with Fauci and COVID-19 with the Twitter files. I'm pins and needles waiting for that one to happen.
Well, it's literally many thousands of documents. And of course, another key part of what Mr. Musk is doing has to do with the men who were employed there from the various law enforcement intelligence agencies, another key part of it. Before we go much farther, the prepper tip of the day is to get your thermal imaging and night vision now while you can. And Chance, I see that you have your Christmas sale going now, 20% off. Well, tell us about that.
I do. Before I do, though, I just wanted to comment on something that Dr. Meyer said. You know, when we were children, we would play outside. We would play in the dirt. We'd be, you know, our parents wanted us to not be in the house, but to be outside, you know, and you build up natural immunities just doing that, right? Today, you find a lot of our kids are in their rooms on their smartphones or on their tablets or computers playing games. They're not outside. They're not being exposed to nature. And I think, in my opinion, that is why we're dealing with as many issues as we are with our children. Number two, you know, when chickenpox came around, my parents were the first ones to say, hey, go over to Johnny's house, spend the night over there, get chickenpox, get through it, right?
Yeah, chickenpox party.
You don't want that as an adult. So natural immunity is so important. You know, my wife and I both got COVID early in 2021, but we were on a regimen of high-dose vitamin C, zinc, selenium, and some other things. And, you know, I was down for 3 days, and she lost her sense of smell. We were right back up going at it, you know, and so it is important for folks to know, you know, you're not, it's okay. Natural immunity is okay. And it's actually preferred over taking something that, again, is going to hurt you in the long term. Now, the Christmas sale. Yes, we are very excited about this. So starting today through Christmas Day, our grand assortment, which is 1 year's worth of food. It's over 2,000 servings, and it's basically everything that we carry and a lot of it, will be 20% off. 20% off now through Christmas Day, and that's a savings of almost $600. We're even accepting layaways If you're on a budget and you'd like to spread this out over 90 days, we're more than happy to do that with no extra fees. So I would highly recommend that our listeners reach out to us immediately, because we only have a certain amount of these grand assortments that we can do this price at, okay? So it's 737-400-2066, 737-400-2066, or just go to thelibertyman.com and just click on that link and type grand assortment on the top right-hand corner of our website. That'll come right up for you.
Outstanding. Okay. Well, Doctor, you're in the metro Atlanta area, and I don't know the demographics where you live, whether it's liberal or conservative, but what changes, if any, have you seen in regards people wearing masks and getting vaccines, if you have any knowledge of what's going on in your neighborhood, Doctor?
You know, it's really interesting. I live in a very unique area of Atlanta. I'm in what you would just be considered the more higher white suburban area, but I live like 2 seconds away from the Asian community. So we bounce back and forth between Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and then your standard white American area, and then African American area as well. So I live in this very unique area. And so it just depends on, like, literally you can go, and then if you drive like 20 minutes down into downtown, like little Five Points area, again, that's where everybody is, more of your liberal side of the town. And it's a very different scene there. Some people aren't wearing masks. You wouldn't even know there was ever a mask thing or COVID or anything like that. It's where you work is like, wow, everybody's wearing a mask, or at least a good percentage of people are still. You still see that a lot in the Asian community due to the mere fact of just the culture that they came up from and what's going on in their cultural influence areas of China and South and North Korea and stuff like that. So a lot of it's cultural based, and from what I'm seeing, a lot of people aren't really following anything else except cultural norms.
Right. Well, I've noticed for years, I'm not around that many Asian people, but in airports for decades, Asian people wearing masks routinely, and when there's nothing going on of any consequence, it is just part of the culture, isn't it?
Oh yeah, totally. I was in a unique position coming back from Thailand earlier this year, and the time we were flying there, mask mandates were everywhere. I mean, you had to wear a mask on a plane. If you thought about not wearing a mask on a plane, it was just like you were ostracized and everybody was looking like, put your mask on up above your nose, all that type of stuff. On our way back, all the mandates had dropped, and it was 12 hours from the time that the Canadian government was dropping the mask mandate for plane travel. And I just walked on there with no mask. No one said anything. And most of it was everybody on the plane was wearing their masks. And I was just like, no, I'm not going to do this. And the stewardess at the end of the flight comes up to me. She's like, we don't have to wear these things tomorrow. I'm so happy. So everybody realizes they don't work. It was a complete fabricated lie. Then people are very happy to not wear them, except culture norms, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, my webmaster, Tim Spencer, I helped him get going with a business fabricating and selling masks made from mosquito netting. And he had three Filipino ladies married to American men in Salem, Missouri, manufacturing this. And we shipped them all over the world for a better part of 2 years. And so it was a lot of fun, because there was enough fabric that you could cover your entire face. And people didn't know what to do. And I still have one I carry with me just for the fun of it. I checked into a Hilton hotel in Dallas, and I was trying to check in. And the guy, I didn't have a mask on. The guy said, I'm not going to check in unless you wear a mask. So I took out my mosquito net mask and covered up my entire face, my chin to the top of my eyes. And he checked me in and got real quiet. He didn't say another word.
He probably didn't know what to say. That's great.
He didn't know what to do. He didn't know what to do.
Guys, I have to say, it is hilarious. You'll be shopping at a local store, and you'll see people in their cars with their mask on. A whole family, two kids and two adults in the car with their mask on. I'm like, what are they thinking, you know?
I don't think people really are thinking. We're really that part of our brain. You're not using cognitive thought. It's reflexive, it's autonomic and automatic, and what you were taught to how to be. And especially when it comes with authority figures, we give a lot of power to people outside of ourselves. People, place, things, events, and laws, quote unquote. We give a lot of power to things that aren't right, don't serve you, and are very unhealthy. But we still do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, doctor, you have, I don't know how many patients you've got, but it's probably a mixed bag of men and women who did not get the clot shot, some who did and regret it, some who did and think they want to get more, at least maybe a few. Your demographics are probably mostly people who don't want the clot shot. Would that be accurate?
Actually, no. Most of my clients have had to have it. Really? Very few actually didn't. I can probably count on my hand the amount that I've said, no, I've never done it. But most of them at least got the first round. I have a couple people that I think they're on their fifth booster. And
really?
It's just how they are. And they want to just be healthy as best as they can. They are doing what they believe to be safe and effective for themselves. And I'm there to support them and guide them. And if I find certain conditions like myocarditis or exacerbation of a pre-existing condition like autoimmune or cancer due to the shot, I bring it up. And they respect that. And it's like, okay, well, what do I have to do now? What's the situation? And how do we move forward with this? And then just a lot of the fear is like, okay, so what's happening with this flu? What's happening with these vaccinations for now, the flu and COVID? What's happening? What should we do? And I share them my opinion and a medical opinion and what I've seen out in the world and what I think would be best for people. And if it was my family and my kids, what would I do? And I share it that way.
It's become a very strange world, doctor, hasn't it?
Yeah, you have to really watch how you say things. It's really about tact. And but being non-judgmental and caring and loving to yourself and your neighbors and treating people, everybody like a human being and a human person. And that's how I come across and care for everybody. And then I teach people the best method, whether it be eating healthy or healing techniques, which are on my website, on how to heal different parts of your body, make everything stronger, more robust, and more vibrant. I wake up every day just doing it, just like I've always done it.
Well, Chance, what's going on in your neighborhood regarding people wearing masks and getting clot shots, if you know, sir?
Well, I've noticed just in the past probably 3 months, just when I get out in town, which isn't too much, you're not seeing as many people wear masks anymore. I think more people are comfortable, but here's something that was brought up in a conversation last week. It is interesting, if you were to track the statistics, how those that have received the clot shot and the boosters and those that have not kind of fall, strangely enough, along political lines. And what I mean by that is more conservatives have been following and researching and doing the homework to find that they chose not to. But liberals, on the other hand, have. It's just very interesting.
It is interesting. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Stay thin and 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Fix bayonets.
Liam Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back, Jim. We are back. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where you get the highest quality foods, all of which are non-GMO, much of which are organic. The Christmas sale is in effect right now, and there's a panel at my website for Simply Clean Foods. Check that out. We also have with us Dr. Phil Myers. Doctor, what is your office telephone number and your website, please?
Website is drphilmyers.com, drphilmyers.com. Phone number 636-236-9848, where you can read up on ways to keep one healthy, both spiritually, physically, mentally, and nutritionally. And then you have access to an embodiment healing class up on the upper top, Learning to Thrive.
Outstanding. Well, gentlemen, we have our first caller is a healthcare professional. He's a registered nurse. That would be Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Good morning, Dr. Myers. Dr. Myers, I'm curious as to whether or not you've been hearing or experiencing have anything having to do with the phenomenon of vaccinated people shedding spike proteins or messenger RNA to unvaccinated people, and the unvaccinated people thus becoming ill from this. Have you heard anything about this or have any experience with this?
Personal experience, actually. So what is shedding? I mean, we shed our hair, we shed our skin, we shed our DNA all over the place. We shed our fingerprints. I mean, shedding is shedding. That is what the nature of shedding is. It makes sense that anything that is put into our body that, if you eat something bad, you're gonna smell it coming out of your body. That's shedding. So I had a number of clients early on that had gotten the injections and then gotten boosted, and immediately I was like, "You get into this." Is before I was really understanding the nature of how bad it would become. People, I was like, "Get into my office. Let's start treating your body right away, so we could get your immune system to combat it, and so it can work but not work, that type of stuff." Then, boom, my family, we got nailed with being sick other than dogs. And I was like, okay, what the heck just happened? It went right through us, too. So we had to deal with that process. And then I was like, okay, well, that was interesting. And then it happened one more time. And again, another family walks right in my office, says, "Hey, I just got my booster." And I'm like, "Oh, no. Okay, let's hopefully this does." And I was sick within about 24 hours due to the increased heightened response of the spike protein. And that's, from my experience, the nature of the problem is the spike protein, since the spike itself is an allergen and a neurotoxin. So depending on a person's susceptibility to allergens or neurotoxicity in their health status, whether their guts are healthy, doing really good, able to opportunistic type of stuff, they will become susceptible to the onslaught of the amount of spike protein that that person got exposed to. And I recognize my level of ability to handle it in the beginning. And so now I tell my clients, if you've gotten any of those, you have to go through a detox protocol before you come and see me. I can't see you for a couple weeks, this, that, and the other.
Right. Wow, that is a bang, bang right on explanation. Some people are complaining about that they can feel symptoms when they're around people who've been vaccinated, but then they don't get the full blown COVID virus, but they'll just have varying forms of symptoms when they're around vaccinated people. And part of me wonders that, is part of this, psychosomatic, or is it real, or that sort of things. Or certainly it will be said that they're imagining this, but I know for sure they're not imagining it. And one other thing about the spike proteins is that they're causing of other proteins to fold, causing misfolding of proteins, which is amyloidosis. And I'm wondering if you, and then we hear about these amyloid clots forming as opposed to platelet clots. Are you seeing anything having to do with that?
One of my clients is the head of infectious disease here in Atlanta. He deals with a lot of that type of stuff. I mostly refer to that type of investigation to his and his clinic. I stick with helping people's neurology, their structure, and how they can change their lifestyle. So I kind of refer a lot of that to him. But you're on. There's a lot going on within how the spike protein and the injections are affecting the blood, the clotting factors, and things like that. So there's a lot of change that we have to do now in this world to understand it, to then be able to help our people that come into our world.
Hold on, doctor. We got a break. Glenn, you want to hold on?
For just a second, yes, please. Thank you.
Okay, we'll have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. We have before us an ordeal of the most grievous kind. We have before us many, many long months of struggle and of suffering. You ask, what is our policy? I will say, it is to wage war by sea, land, and air, with all our might, with all the strength that God can give us, to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark and lamentable catalogue of human crime. That is our policy. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, victory. Victory at all costs. Victory in spite of all terror. Victory however long and hard the road may be. But without victory, there is no survival. Let that be realized. No survival for the British Empire. No survival for all that the British Empire stood for. No survival for the urge and impulse of the ages that mankind will move forward towards its goal.
All right, we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. New items placed there every day. We have hundreds and hundreds of articles and videos about COVID, the COVID clot shots, from world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Brown, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. He basically says, don't get the clot shots, don't get the boosters. Now, you're going to find anybody with higher credentials than that, quite frankly. We have some real estate available in my neighborhood, the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road. We might be talking about that the second hour. and a very nice little home in Bismarck. The price has been reduced on it substantially. It's now listed with a realtor. That home is cleaned up, got some fresh paint, and ready to go. That's at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Phil Myers, his office telephone number is 636-236-9848. His website's drphilmyers.com, I believe. And we have a chance with Simply Clean Foods. And the Christmas sale is now going on. Glenn, in Philadelphia, you have a further comment or question, sir?
Yes, Dr. Myers. You had mentioned in your previous response the neurotoxicity. And I couldn't help but chuckle to think that neurotoxicity is a bit of an uphill battle in a society that's busy ingesting aspartame in diet beverages and all sorts of other foods at the moment. And it's like people aren't
telling me.
Tuning in. So I just want to mention, I'm sure you fight that battle regularly too.
Oh yeah, that's been like that since I've been aware of that since I was 18. And so many years on how detrimental all those chemicals are into the body. So yeah, it's an added thing on the fire.
Yep, exactly. All right. Well, thank you very much. Take care. God bless.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Got open lines at 512-248-8252. Do a segue here, doctor. The whole topic of this gender dysphoria, especially young men and women who are not adults, 17 and younger. Gender dysphoria is a mental health issue. Now, is there any precedence in the last 200 years of medicine of a mental health issue being addressed with surgery? Is there any precedence for that you're aware of, sir?
I was listening to a gay man give a speech at a courtroom on how the pushing for this gender reassignment and what's your status in terms of like your association, like binary, non-binary, queer, gay, male, female, all that type of stuff, and how it's being pushed upon our children is a crime to humanity. Is literally, these children have no clue what they're just being. These are power people, teachers, parents, and authority figures are always a power person dynamic in a child's mind, and we see that playing out in our adulthoods. We still put our power to the power people that raised us. And when your power people are telling you that you need to determine your gender, that your penis and your vagina aren't good enough to determine what your quote-unquote sex is, but that there's this change on words, which is all aspects of warfare in terms of language warfare. You want to change a culture, change the definition of words. And that's what's happening. And that is a crime against humanity. And I cannot wait till the people that have been doing this are exposed for who they have been, the frauds that they are, and that this ability, then we can finally start getting our families and our children to heal and understand the language that was implemented into their psychology and then messed with their head. And there's a difference. I mean, like I said, this is coming from a gay man. I mean, he talked it very, very proudly and well that, yeah, you can be attracted to an opposite sex. You can be more masculine in your femininity. You can be more feminine in your masculinity. And that is not what's happening in the world. What is happening is this psychological warfare on our children and the people that listen to those power people dynamics still in their adulthood and believe it to be true. And that is what's really sad.
It is. It is, absolutely. Well, changing language and changing, as I sometimes like to jokingly say, Doctor, Supreme Court a few years ago said that happy people can get married. And you know, they've changed words, and when you change the meaning of words, you can really change the dynamics of everything, can't you, Doctor?
Oh, absolutely. You see it in so many ways. It was really interesting when the whole word woke came about. I was confused at first. I'm like, what are these people talking about? Because up to that point, it was, have you become awake yet? Have you woken up? And so, have you woken up? And then I heard about this woke thing, and I'm like, what are these people talking about? Oh, crap, they're changing the definition of terms, even on what was an empowering phrase to wake up to what's happening in your government and your world, and okay, what's going on and everything, and they just took it and ran with it in the mainstream media and then did their propaganda of how they do it in mainstream media and news outlets and just ingrained it. So yeah, it's a thing. It's really sad, but we're going to get our language back. We're going to get the proper language back in how who we really are as a human race. And I'm really excited to see that happen in the future. Now, it's going to be a long time in the future. We're going to be doing this for quite a number of years. They destroyed it in less than a generation. It's going to take us 5 or 6 to really, really heal it. But it will happen.
Guys, if I could just chime in here quick on that note. You know, another term that appeared in this last generation was Black Lives Matter. And then Blue Lives Matter. Guys, all lives matter. Period, end of story. All lives matter. And this separation that we're finding, not just on political lines, but between races, is absolutely ridiculous. Don't you agree?
I agree.
Oh, keep us fighting against amongst ourselves. They can continue taking power over us as we're not paying attention.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Very true. Very true. You got a question or comment? We got open lines at 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, have you seen any in this transgender silliness in your practice?
Not personally coming into my office, but I have had clients that have family members who have children that are, and on the liberal side of it, unfortunately, it's a thing, like, oh, our 11-year-old daughter is transitioning. Your 11-year-old daughter's transitioning. She's my client's distraught. She's like, I don't know what to do with this. And it's like, but I haven't seen it personally walk into my office, but I have seen it within clients that have family and friends in it, yes. And it's really hard. I mean, they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to deal with these feelings and emotions that are coming because there's anger, there's resentment, there's judgment, there's fear, it's like, how do we process these wild emotions when we don't feel like we have control over anything right at this point?
Well, Teddy Roosevelt grew up in a very luxurious situation where, as a boy, he had no physical things he had to do. He was soft. He was sickly. His parents sent him out west to get toughened up, become a tough young man living on a ranch out west. That's what they did with a sickly, weak boy to make him into a tough, strong, healthy man. That's what worked for Teddy Roosevelt. Of course, not every family can do that with a young man who maybe has some issues, is soft and weak. And which brings me to high school football began more than a century ago. Now I'm going to ask you, why did it begin high school football? What was the purpose of it originally?
You answer that one. I have no idea.
Well, the desire at the time, a century ago, was to turn soft, weak city boys into tough, strong young men. That was the desire for football, and they accomplished that goal with football. Unfortunately, with these consolidated schools, the opportunity to play football is minuscule compared to what it would be with what I would consider a normal high school of maybe a graduating class of 200 or 300 at the most. But that was the original purpose of football, not to entertain everybody on a Friday night under the lights, but to turn soft, weak city boys into tough, strong young men. And football does, in fact, do that, in case you don't know it.
Well, most sports do that. Sorry, when you asked me the question, there was a conspiracy theorist, Jordan Maxwell. He really not was a conspiracy. He knew his stuff. And he'd always be like telling people, like, pay attention, stop watching all the balls on TV because they're there to distract you. So when you asked me the question, I just heard Jordan Maxwell's voice in my head say, stop watching all the balls. They're trying to distract you. But
right,
yeah,
sports
do make a person find themselves. They get stronger constitutionally, physical muscles build, flexibility, agility, all that type of stuff. I mean, my God, that was my undergrad, exercise science with focus and strength conditioning. So yeah, we definitely need aspects of sports to help with that type of stuff. But yeah, I heard Jordan Maxwell's voice in my head when you asked me the question.
All right, understood. Understood. Well, our society has been undermined by design with intent. These things we're dealing with didn't just happen on their own as a consequence of some natural things taking place. These were orchestrated by men and women who want to destroy our country, and they've had a lot of success in destroying our country. In education, in employment, everything you can think of has been undermined and compromised and to a certain extent destroyed. And turning this around is not going to be easy, Doctor, is it?
Well, I don't know if you're familiar with the Brunson brothers and their lawsuit going to the Supreme Court.
No,
you got to pay attention to this. This is amazing. The Brunson brothers are a bunch of brothers. They're nationals. Most of them are, they have brought up the fraud that the Congress and Harris, Pence, and Biden have committed. When it came to the 2020 election, this is a bipartisan lawsuit. It's not about who won the election, but what the Congress did or didn't do actually that allowed the results to just be what they were. And they have this case now going to the Supreme Court on January 6th, ironically, basically take, I think, 385 members of Congress out due to the fraudulent action that they did, including Harris, including Biden, including Pence. It is at the Supreme Court. They've done all their paperwork. They've done all their due diligence. They've gone through the state courts, the state Supreme Court. They've got this whole thing going, and they are going to be heard on the 6th of January on this. And so we have to support things like that to get the people that are in the positions of power, our Congress in the House and in the Senate, that is our Congress, and how they have, through their manipulation and their belief that their sovereign immunity makes them immune to any action that they ever decide to do, out and get them out. And because we as a people need to have the proper representatives that listen to the Constitution, that follow our God-given rights. And these people in Congress are not. And when and if they are brought to justice, we will see great changes along the lines of the already great changes that are happening now.
Well, that's a good heads up, and we only got a couple of weeks before this hearing takes place, don't we?
It's just right in the Brunson Brothers Congress Supreme Court on your Google searches, you'll find it, and they have tons of information out there of what they've been doing over the past since 2020, since 21, since this all happened. They've been on it and going through the proper paperwork. They have a beautiful picture of them in a room with all the paper that they've had to file, and it's massive. And it's like, wow. I mean, these guys are smart. They do their due diligence. They are definitely true patriots to get rid of that which no longer serves the people.
Well, apparently, these actually are trumpet playing brothers. There's four of them, apparently.
Yeah, they do play the trumpet. And, yes.
and they're doing this pro se without an attorney. This is amazing. I'm shocked. I haven't heard of this. We have a break.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, gentlemen, we're almost right down this hour. We'll have both of you give your summary, your thoughts for the day and for the week. We'll start with Chance, and we'll wrap it up with Doctor. Go ahead, Chance.
Well, first of all, I want to comment on something that was talked about a little bit earlier, nutrition, right? You have all of these toxic sweeteners out there. The most common in the commercial food business is high fructose corn syrup, okay? As many of you are aware, the human body, when you put toxic chemicals into your body, it stores them, right? Stores them in the liver, stores them in fat. These things will come back to bite you down the road. It is so important that you start your day, number one, with a healthy meal. It's the most important meal of the day. The expression is eat like a king for breakfast, a prince, for lunch, and a pauper for dinner. But putting good foods in your bodies, like Simply Clean Foods powders or concentrated beet powder, kale powder, wheatgrass, right, in a nice smoothie in the morning is a great way to get that energy that you need to start your day, and your body will thank you for it. That's all I have to say this morning.
Thank you. Okay, doctor, your summary, please.
So go back to the Brunson brothers. So, John, I linked you on my personal Facebook an interview that Loy Brunson had done on the Supreme Court case that they're doing. So you can get that as well. But, yeah, I agree with Chance there with the nutrition. A lot of people that do diets, right, one of the things that they end up doing that they don't realize they do when they go on these particular diets is they get rid of all these neurotoxic foods. And they're like, oh, my God, I feel so much better. I'm eating healthier. Like, well, actually, you're eating healthier, but you're actually really doing is you're eating cleaner by getting rid of the these neurotoxins that are in our foods that literally poison our body. So work on clean eating, people, and my friends and my family. That's the best approach is clean eating, clean thinking, loving your neighbor, loving yourself. Again, go to my website, drphilmyers.com. Learn to Thrive, healing course of embodiment where you learn healing techniques for lymphatic drainage, healing of organs, breath work, mindfulness, that you can all do at home. And that's what I do. I mean, people always ask me, like, well, who treats you? I'm like, well, I treat myself, and I treat myself by utilizing the techniques that I used on you, on myself. And this is a course on how to actually do that. That's easy and simple for anybody to learn.
All right. Well said, Doctor. We appreciate you being with us. Chance, appreciate you being with us as well. We look forward to having you both back next Wednesday, gentlemen.
Thank you both.
You guys have a good one.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, all right. We have a top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor James McCanny. Get caught up with what's going on with Jim and his new book. And we'll be right back.
John, I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.